And a happy birthday to Madonna. 61 years old today for her. We go way back for one of her first hits, Borderline. 30 top 40 hits, 10 number one singles here in the U.S. for her through her long career. Still going today. 61 years old today for Madonna on her birthday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by Phil Kirpin. He is president of American Commitment. You can find him at AmericanCommitment.com. And a guy in much better mood than the last time we talked, I know, because the Mets have turned things around. Greet the Mets. Meet the Mets, Phil.
Yeah, well, they had lost a couple of tough ones in a row, but they did win last night. So, and they're a winning team, which I don't think anyone would have expected that a few weeks ago. So, it's been quite a turnaround.
It's better to be involved in a wild card discussion than to be talking about draft pick next year. That's what I think. A piece up at AmericanCommitment.com from Phil, which is a great question. The fake Democratic health care debate. Phil, really, the question here is, why is no one asking all these candidates who have giant plans to reshape our health care across the country? What happened 10 years ago? What about Obamacare? Why did you screw it up, and why should we trust you again?
It's pretty incredible. The Democrats completely remade our healthcare system in this country. They made all kinds of promises. None of those promises have come true. Instead, we've seen, the cost curve bending down and the $2,500 saved. We've seen the opposite, of course. You can keep your plan, you can keep your doctor. We've seen the opposite in so many cases. And now here we are, it's a decade later, and they're basically saying, yeah, that was a total failure. Trust us to design an even more heavy-handed government-run system where we'll just force everyone into a government plan, and somehow that will solve the problems that we created last time you trusted us. The only exception, the only person really trying to defend Obamacare at all is Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But his plan really replaces Obamacare with single payer. It just does it more slowly than the other candidates. It puts it on a glide path using the public option as the transition mechanism to get there. And so his rhetoric is different than the others, but his policy goal is really the same as the other Democrats. But the most amazing homage to Obamacare from Joe Biden is that his stump speech now features the line that if you like your plan, you can keep it.
Right.
And he's literally using the Obama, like, most infamous lie in political history. He's just using it.
Hey,
I mean,
Phil,
he is famous for plagiarizing speeches, but that's probably not the line you want to go with.
Phil, tell us a bit more about what Joe Biden's saying here. You alluded to this. He's saying it's a Medicare buy-in, and you don't have to, and it's just out there. People want it. But as you said, it's a glide path. Eventually, everyone's going to be on a Medicare for all, because the government can absorb losses forever. It's not like a private company.
Correct. Look, Biden is saying, hey, if you like your plan, you can keep it. I'm not going to ban private insurance like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want to do. I'm going to, my Medicare for All is not a mandatory Medicare for All. It's a Medicare for All choice and option. You can buy into Medicare if you want to, or you can stay with the insurance you have if you prefer that. The problem is that is either going to be totally meaningless. If you sold a buy into Medicare unsubsidized, at the amount that Medicare spends per individual, it's like $1,400 a month per individual, which is more expensive than the exchange plans that people can already get that have guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions and everything else. No one would opt for that. So if it's really unsubsidized and it's really at cost, it wouldn't accomplish anything. In practice, it would not be unsubsidized. It would be heavily subsidized, both directly and indirectly. They would force providers to accept lower reimbursements in the government plan. They would tax and regulate the private plans, and eventually they would ban the private plans and put everyone in the government plan. We know this because the professor who invented this idea of a public option, a Yale professor named Jacob Hacker, said the whole point
was to use it as a way to get everyone into a government plan and then get rid of the private plans, but do it, you know, in a more politically saleable way than just outright saying what you're doing. And so, you know, this is a well-known strategy. We know how this is supposed to work. And, you know, the other thing that's amazing about this is, you know, you've got Democratic candidates for president right now that are sort of saying, hey, you know, both Kirsten Gillibrand and Pete Buttigieg in that first debate, they said things along the lines of, hey, you know, we love the Bernie plan, ban private insurance, put everyone in a government plan, but we like the Biden plan, too, because that's a transition to get to the same point. And right. So we've actually got Democratic candidates that are sort of giving away the secret here and saying, yeah, of course, these are, you know, actually just different paths. It's sort of the slow road and the fast road to the same place.
Phil Kirpin at American Commitment, AmericanCommitment.org, where you can find the fake Democratic health care debate. You can also follow Phil on Twitter at Kirpin, K-E-R-P-E-N. Phil, we got about a little less than a minute here. If you're Jake Tapper, if you're Anderson Cooper, you've got a chance to ask one specific question to these Democrats about their health care plans and Medicare for All. How do you phrase that question? What's the exact question you wish were asked?
Well, I think they need to focus on how it'll be paid for. Fundamental problem, I think, with these plans. At least Bernie Sanders says, yeah, of course, taxes are going to have to go up for everyone. So he's sort of honest about that. But, you know, you get a lot of them saying, oh, well, we'll just tax the rich to pay for it. You're not going to double the size of the federal government, which is what these plans would do. With just taxing the rich, the numbers don't work.
Right. Phil Kirpin, American Commitment, friend for a while, and always love talking to him when I'm filling in here on the Steve Gruber Show. Check him out at AmericanCommitment.org. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
The fake Democratic healthcare debate, find it at AmericanCommitment.org. Scott Bertrand filling in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.